Researchers at UAA have devised a safer and more energy-efficient way to guide planes in rural Alaska. Eli Menaker has more.
The FAA Center of Excellence for General Aviation has completed a project partnering teams from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, the University of North Dakota, and the University of Alaska Anchorage. The researchers created a system to improve the safety of nighttime landings at small airports with an innovative remote airport light system. Michael Inman, a pilot and a researcher with UAA's technology division at Merrill Field, says that in addition to increasing safety at small airports, the new lighting system should also reduce energy costs for bush communities.
They basically ask us to conduct a study of available lighting technologies, trying to see if we could come up with a lighting system that would have, in this case, an application in remote Alaska, a place that would probably be difficult to acquire power from. And we're hoping that the application will be used for one of the mining communities that are out there that maybe only have one or two small commercial flight operations a week or something like that, that they could basically still have a night landing system that could be used for visual night landing and at the same time, significantly reduce the power consumption or the power cost for using that type of system.
The low-cost, highly portable system uses LED lights and retroreflective markers to guide planes to the runway. Villages with no airstrip lighting would be able to use the portable system during night or winter emergencies, such as medevac flights. Another positive is the substantial cost difference. Traditional lighting can cost as much as $1 million, while the portable lighting only costs around $3,000, making it ideal for rural Alaska, where the need can be great, but the resources limited.
In the world of aviation, and the one of the rules is more is better. So the brighter the light, the more of them, that kind of thing. That's always a good thing. But if we're in a place where we don't have access to power, using this retroreflective type system, I think a lot of pilots will be kind of pleasantly surprised because it really does give you what you need as far as a pilot for a night VFR landing, a safe night VFR landing.
The system will be put in place later this summer at small Anchorage and Matsu Valley airstrips and tested through December. In Anchorage, I'm Eli Miniker.